This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
No, it wasn't told to me, I only heard. Oh, I heard. Yes, I heard. No, it wasn't buzzed to me, I only heard. Now he said that she didn't know where she got it. But he said that she said that the law was gonna stop it. Oh, I heard. Yes, I heard. No, it wasn't told to me, I only heard.
Oh, I heard.
What'd you hear, boy?
Yes, I heard.
Better tell me something.
Though it wasn't told to me, I only heard.
Little keyhole business.
Oh, I heard.
Ear dropping.
Yes, I heard. Though it wasn't buzzed to me, I only heard.
Well, what'd you hear now?
Now he said that she didn't know where she got it.
Uh-huh.
But he said that she said that the law was going to stop it. Oh, I heard.
I understand.
Yes, I heard.
Yeah.
Though it wasn't told to me, I only heard.
Boy, you ain't heard nothing. I overheard the same conversation last night, and it wasn't told to me. I only heard.
What'd you hear, boy?
Well, you don't have to tell nobody, see, because I overheard this, and it wasn't told to me. I only heard.
Well, tell us what you heard.
Now, he said that she didn't know where to buy it, and if it ever got out again, boy, there'd be a terrible riot.
Oh, I heard. Yes, I heard. And it wasn't told to me, I only heard. All we heard. Yes, we heard. Though it wasn't told to us, we only heard. All we heard. Yes, we heard. Though it wasn't buzzed to us, we only heard. Now he said that she didn't know where she got it. But he said that the law was gonna stop it. All we heard. Yes, we heard. Wasn't told to us, we only heard. What did I want? 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 What did I want?
Is that what you heard, boy?
What did I want? 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 What did I want?
It's the Mills Brothers from February 1932, and I heard. And if you're online, check out the Blues Before Sunrise website. You'll see a video of this same tune. And I didn't realize in watching this, the oldest of the four Mills Brothers was named after their father. He was John Mills Jr., and he was the bass singer. And the thing that I point out from time to time is that when their career was just getting off the ground in 1936, they were on tour in London, and he died of pneumonia. And their father took his place singing the bass. What I did not realize was that John Mills Jr. was also the guitar player. He was there on guitar from February 1932, I heard. It gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and for the next 5 hours, we'll spend the time blowing the dust off of some of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage. Our first set features Jimmy Rushing with Count Basie in the band. These were the days when Basie had switched from the Columbia label and was now recording for RCA. That would have been 1947, 48, 49 there. And we'll start it with this, Jimmy on the vocals.
Thank you. a flat-foot woman with a low IQ. When it comes to making love, she knows just what to do. She's a wino. Yes, she's my mommy-o. Now, she ain't good-looking, but she knows what's cooking. She's a wino. She's my mommy-o. She weighs 210. She's got a horrible face. No star in picture could ever take her place. She's a wino. Yes, she's my mommy-o. Now she ain't good looking, but she knows what's cooking. She's a wino, she's my mommy-o. Around me, I shout, ooh, bopsy bam, she's a wino. Yeah, she's my mommy-o. Now she ain't good looking, but she knows what's cooking. She's a wino, she's my mommy-o.
the Jungle King. You call yourself a Jungle King. You call yourself a Jungle King. But I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
Said the monkey to the lion on a bright summer day, there's a big bad cat living down the way. He talks about your folks in a heck of a way, and a lot of other things I'm afraid to say. The lion jumps up all full of rage, like a Harlem cat that's left in his cage. He meets the elephant up under a tree, and he says, big boys, either you or me. Elephant looks him over from the corner of his eyes. You better find someone to fight that's more your size. The lion jumps up and makes a fancy pass, but the elephant knocks him over in the grass. They fought all day, they fought all night. I don't know what happened, but things got tight. The lion came back more dead than alive, and that's when the monkey really started his jive.
Call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. But I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
Well, he waked up his temper when he's jumping up and down, and his foot missed a limb and his head hit the ground. Like a bolt of lightning and a streak of heat, the lion was on him with all 4 feet. But the monkey looked up from the corner of his eyes, said, now, Mr. Lion, I apologize. The monkey's on his back studying up a scheme. He's trying to get rid of that Jungle King. You bear with me, and I wish you would. I'll tear you up all over the woods. The lion jumps up and squares off for a fight, but the monkey jumped completely out of sight. So if you bother me again, I'll turn you over to my elephant friend.
Call yourself the Jungle King. Call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. But I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
Slow behind you, they'll know just where to find you if you don't leave my baby alone. There'll be flowers by the dozens from uncles, aunts, and cousins when all your earthly troubles have flown. They'll take you out to you know where and lay you in the shade, and then proceed to pat your ugly features with a spade. So allow me to remind you, they'll be walking slow behind you. Satan's gonna claim you for his own. If you don't leave my baby alone. for you with violets. They gathered in the dell, and there'll be flowers everywhere, but you won't get a smell. So remind me to remind you, they'll be walking slow behind you. Friends will gather round to weep and moan. If you don't leave my baby alone.
Jimmy Rushing, along with Count Basie and the band, these are sides recorded in 1947 and 1949, during the time that Basie was with the RCA Victor label. Jimmy had been the male vocalist with the orchestra right from the very beginning. I don't know, I think around 1936 or so. He's heard here first, She's a Wino, from June of 1949. Then, Don't You Want a Man Like Me, from October 1947. From May of 1947, Jimmy Rushing and Basie's version of a very popular tune at the time, The Jungle King. And we ramped it up with another side, July 1949, Walking Slow Behind Me. Jimmy Rushing, Count Basie and the band on the RCA label, our opening set this week. Generally, when we play these sides by Jimmy Rushing, Basie on RCA, we also listen to the female vocalist at the time, which was, along with Helen Humes, one of the best singers that Basie had over the years. And after Helen Humes left, there was really nobody who stayed for any length of time with the orchestra. Gene Taylor was there, and Thelma Carpenter. And the woman we're about to hear, her name is Ann Moore. Again, this is Ann Moore, Count Basie and the band, and again, they're on the Victor label.
Should hear him jiving on the keys. Jiving Joe Jackson, J.J.J. Jackson. Old Joe Jackson does a boogie beat. An Oriental boogie beat that knocks the natives off their feet. Jive, boy. The rockers come from all around and get in a trance. Find themselves in the grooves and start to dance. Jivin' Joe Jackson, J.J.J. Jackson. You should hear him jivin' on the keys. Jivin' Joe Jackson is the attraction. You should hear him jiving on the keys. Jiving Joe Jackson, J.J.J. Jackson. Old Joe Jackson does a boogie beat. An Oriental boogie beat that knocks the natives off their feet. Jive, boy. The rocks come from all around and get in a trance. Groove, then start to dance. Jivin' Joe Jackson, J.J.J. Jackson. You should hear him jivin' on the keys. Jivin' J.J. Joe Jackson.
Thank you.
so deceitful. They never treat you like they should. They love you and deceive you, then they up and leave you. What makes them so no good? I'm going down and tell my troubles to the river. Can't go on living, who'll go on living if they were in my shoes? That's one way certain of separating me and the blues. I'm going down and tell my troubles to the river.
Thank you. never right, you're never wrong. So meet me at no special place, and I'll be there at no particular time. Maybe it just ain't common sense, mixing up love with arguments. So meet me at no special place, and I'll be there at no particular time. I'm all fed up on stormy weather. I'm going where it's due. Here's hoping I see you never, 'cause if I do, that would be too soon. Now that I've put my heart on ice, missing you will seem paradise. So meet me at no special place, and I'll be there at no particular time.
Count Basie and the band, featuring vocalist Anna Moore, signs on the RCA Victor label from October 1945. One of the best records in the whole Basie catalog for me is Jivin' Joe Jackson. It's Anna Moore on the vocals. Then Me and the Blues from January of 1947. And then we had one of these little gimmicky tunes that were so popular way back when. This is August 1948, Flagellapa. And if you understand what those are the abbreviations for Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, and Pennsylvania. Flagellapa. There you go. And we wrapped it up with the thing called Meet Me at No Special Place, No Special Time, from March of 1947. And I think there may be a broadcast or two featuring Anna Moore, but that's pretty much the studio recordings with her, which is a shame. Those were great records, and it's too bad they didn't keep her on longer. Anna Moore with Count Basie, and we'll let you know that you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing, and we're here to blow the dust off of some of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage. How about blues shouter Gatemouth Moore, who was popular during the war, immediately after? Let's grab a handful. And one of the things we often mention about Gatemouth Moore was he was the blues man who was a very popular singer and was selling lots of records. But right at the height of his popularity, he was on stage, and he had a religious conversion. So many of the singers came out of the church, and Gatemouth Moore was the one who stopped singing secular songs and decided he would sing only religious tunes. So we've got a handful, three sides, while he was still singing the blues, and then we'll listen to a recording that he made. He was under contract to the Chess Brothers and their Aristocrat label at that point. And to fulfill the contract, he still had to record some sides. So, you know, for better or worse, they took him in the studio and he recorded, I think, three or four religious tunes, if I'm not mistaken. In any case, that's Gatemouth Moore. After Gatemouth Moore, we'll listen to a couple of instrumentals by sax man Wild Bill Moore. So my thinking was we had Anna Moore, Gatemouth Moore, Wild Bill Moore, more, here on Blues Before Sunrise.
I'm mad at you. Change the way you do. I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you. Change the way you do. You've been going around town lately, mugging with your old flame. Just because I'm in the groove, don't stop, it's a shame. I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you. Change the way you do this morning. I'm mad at you. Don't you be mad at me. I'm mad at you. Change the way you do, pretty baby. I'm mad at you. Don't you be mad at me. I'm mad at you. Change the way you do. Yes, you broke your promise. Told me a lie. The day I started to quit you, you broke down and started to cry. Going around acting crazy. Yes, you've been acting fly. Told me you took out insurance on me and hoping that I'd soon die, but I ain't. I'm mad at you. Don't you be mad at me. I'm mad at you. Change the way you do this morning. I'm mad at you. Don't you be mad at me. Took my money, told me a lie. The day I started to quit you, you said that you wanted to die. I'm the man that made you, took you out of the streets. If I ever leave you, you'll be walking that same old beat. That's why I'm mad at you. Don't you be mad at me. I'm mad at you. Change the way you do this morning. I'm mad at you. Don't you be mad at me. I'm mad at you, pretty baby. Change the way you do. You better change the way you do.
don't believe another can be found. I once loved a pretty woman, and I don't believe another one can be found. She was no Hiella, she was just a teasing brown. Well, she nearly drove me crazy, still I love her with all my heart. Yes, she nearly drove me crazy, still I loved her with all my heart. Till she met a 26 train hustler, then you know we had to part. Now she met him at the Braddock, they were both drinking gin. The jive he laid on my little girl was enough to beat her in. Yes, I once loved a pretty woman, and I don't believe another can be found. Then she was no Hiella, she was just a teasing brown.
Every day.
I know the Bible's been fulfilled every day.
hard to pray, cause the Bible's being fulfilled every day. Jesus said, I know you would, for you be so misunderstood, but the Bible's been fulfilled every day. Well, I'm leaning on his arms, and the world can't do me no harm. The Bible's been fulfilled every day.
Every day.
I know the Bible's been fulfilled
every day.
Every day, well, the Bible. Lord, you better stop this time to pray, cause the Bible's been fulfilled every day.
Every day.
I know the Bible's
been fulfilled every day.
Every day, Lord, the Bible's been fulfilled every day. Well, you better stop your wicked ways. Lord, you better stop this time to pray, cause the Bible's been fulfilled every day. I know the
And here is Wild Bill Moore. Yeah, Wild Bill Moore on the tenor there with a pair of sides. First was called Balancing with Bill from March of 1950, and then a thing called Blue Journey from 1954. Sort of weird, I was looking for the sides. He did a series of sides on the Savoy label, and in the 80s, Savoy was not at all shy about reissuing what they had in the catalog, and yet I couldn't find anything by Wild Bill Moore, and I was going through YouTube to see what was there, and then it occurred to me the folks in Spain, there's a label Blue Moon, and they do a great job of reissuing a lot of vintage R&B, and there were two CDs full of sides by Wild Bill Moore, and those were a pair of them anyways. Before that, we had Gatemouth Moore, Four Sides and All, I Ain't Mad at You, the big hit from December 1947. A mellow piece called Teasing Brown Blues, September 1947, also from that same session. He did a tune called Satisfying Papa. And we wrapped it up with his religious conversion recording, The Bible's Being Fulfilled Every Day, on the Aristocrat label from April of 1949. It's Blues Before Sunrise, and it's just about hip harmony time. Here are the Four Vagabonds.
Wrong, would it be wrong to stay here in your arms this way under this starry
Albert Ammons in one of those 12-inch 78s on the Blue Note label, Backwater Blues, January 1939. Before that, on the Bluebird label, the Four Vagabonds, originally out of St. Louis but based in Chicago, It Can't Be Wrong, from May of 1943. It's Blues Before Sunrise. We have to pause and identify the station. This is hour number one of a five-hour show. We've got four more hours to go. We'll pause and ID the station, be back with hour number two. Taking us up to station ID, it's Hank Marr. ¶¶